Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, he's my savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter.
Together, and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place that serve Jesus exclusively give him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon.
These are the days I delight to call. of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou with
This is Apostle Marco Pura from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. This is a praise, worship, prayers, early morning devotion to Jesus Christ. Please join us in prayers now. Our Father and our God, we praise and thank you. Your word states that in everything give thanks, but it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. And thanks for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who will teach, lead, and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Holy Spirit, take complete control of this devotion in every single detail of our lives and of this ministry, of this radio block show. We repent of all our sins, and we are truly sorry for all we have done that did not glorify your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, cyberspace, network, this radio blog show, of our families, our homes, ministries, children, lives. Release the blood of Jesus into the very foundation of our lives. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your armor and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thanks for being a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. Thank you for your holy cherubims and your holy seraphims releasing your glory. Thank you for your celestial singers. Thank you for your rulers of light. Thank you, Lord, for your princes, your holy dominions, your holy powers. Thank you, Father God, for Archangel Michael warring and fighting on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Can your holy angels do your will in the name of Jesus. They excel in strength to threat to Marsha and protect our territory. Thank you, O God, for open heavens. Let your Holy Spirit descend upon us like a dove of light. Let the heavens be open to hear our prayers, to hear our worship, to hear our praise, to hear our devotion. May your glory be revealed in a most spectacular and miraculous way this morning. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved and healing, deliverance, restoration taking place in you as we pray. We bless you that I am. And then through Jesus Christ, we bless you, I am that I am. We bless you, Jesus Christ. We bless you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. We love him. We bless him this morning. Hallelujah. Let us.
Now let me tell you a story of someone sad and lonely. All their hopes were gone. Their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to God. In the darkness, I could not find the way. But then a light came shining, leading me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rise early to declare your Lordship. We get under the covering and the anointing of the early riser. We come in agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. Lord, release the mysteries unto us to bring heaven down to the earth. The holy angels are battling on our behalf in here of time. Our times have been set by God in the heavens. We declare spermatic words that will make contact with the womb of the morning and make her pregnant. At sunrise, the dawn will give birth to the will of God. A light will shine on wickedness to shake it from the heavens. At twilight, our enemies will flee and unit for their spoils will await us at our destination. Our destiny is inevitable. Oh God, let our prayers meet you this morning. We command the morning to open its ears to us and hear our cry. Let conception take place that prayer will reign and be dispatched upon the earth to do your will. We command the earth to get in place to receive heavenly instructions on our behalf. Our lands are subdued. We command all the elements of creation to take heed and obey. As our prayers resound and the dew breaks, the earth shall yield her increase unto us. We declare that the first light has come. The first fruit of our morning is holy, and the entire day will be holy. We prophesy the will of God to the morning so that the day spring will know its place in our days. We decree that the first light will shake wickedness from the four corners of the earth. The lines are falling on our behalf in pleasant, sweet, agreeable places. We have a secure heritage. We are strategic the line up with the ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. The holy angels are descending and ascending according to the words we speak. Whatever we bind or loose on earth is already bound or loose in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, finances, and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loosed unto us now. What is being released unto us is transferring to every person we associate ourselves with. We are contagiously blessed. As we command the morning and capture the day, time is being redeemed. The people of God have taken authority over the fourth watch of the day. The spiritual areas and highways are being hijacked for Jesus. The atmosphere of the areas over our family, our church, our community, our city, our state, our nation, and the world and us is producing a new climate. This new climate is constructing a godly stronghold in the times of trouble. The thinking of people will be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of God. Every demonic agenda or evil thought pattern designed against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven is destroyed at the root of conception, Jesus. We come into agreement with the sins as we have suffered violence we take by force. No longer will we accept anything that is dealt unto us in our days. We declare that the kingdom has come and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As the sun rises today, let it shine favorably upon the people and the purposes of God. Destiny is our portion daily because we have no thought for tomorrow. We are riding on the wings of the morning into a new deal of victory. God, you separated the night and the day to declare our days, years, and seasons. We are the light of the earth. We have been separated from darkness. This light declares our destiny. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Let us look at the Psalm 5. Give ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For what to do when we pray? Our voice shall I hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will we direct our prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak lies, the Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for us, we'll come into thy house with thy multitude of thy mercy and thy fear when we worship toward thy holy temple. Lead us, O Lord, in our righteousness because of our enemies. Make thy way straight before our face. For there is no faithfulness in the mouth. The inner part is very wickedness. The throat is an open sculpture. They slatter with their tongues. Destroy thy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Scarce them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou wilt bless the righteous with favor, with thy compassion, as with a shield. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless you this morning, and we praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. We bless your name. Father God, hear our prayer, O God, Lord. Give ear to our supplications in thy faithfulness. Answer us and in thy righteousness. Cause us to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For indeed do we trust. Cause us to know the way wherein we should walk, for we lift up our souls unto thee. Deliver us, O Lord, from our enemies. We flee unto thee to hide us. Teach us to do thy will, for thou art our God. Thy spirit is good. Lead us into the land of uprightness. Quicken us, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring our souls out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off our enemies and destroy all the bad flick of our soul. For we are thy servants. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us worship him this morning in Jesus' name.
I love to sing songs about Jesus. If it wasn't for Jesus, I'd be lost, and you would too. This next song I'd like to share with you. And I want you to learn this song and sing it at home. And just tell the devil, I know what prayer can do.
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 I found the answer in prayer.
I found the answer in prayer.
I'll tell it everywhere.
I'll tell it everywhere.
Cause I know.
I know.
I know.
I know
what prayer can do.
I know what prayer can do.
I know what
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am the God of sacrifice. I am the Christ. I am the cup of the blood. I am the eternal sacrifice. I am the blood that cleanses you from sin. I am the crucified Messiah of Calvary. I am your righteousness. I am the Yom Kippur offering to expiate all sins. I am worthy to open and read the scroll. I am Noah's ark in the world still filled with sin. I am the wine and the bread. I am alive forevermore. I am the sprinkled blood of the Lamb on the doorposts of Israel. I am the door to the Father. I am the Lord who rescued those with a contrite spirit. I am God's Son, sent to see face to face, sent to be seen face to face. I am He who left heaven just for you. I am your sanctification. I am the blood atonement. I am God's only Son. I am eternally blind to what I've forgiven. I am the bread of life, broken just for you. I am He who blots your transgressions. I am supplication. I am the pierced Messiah. I am the keeper of the keys to Hades and death. I am the God of your salvation. I am the Lamb that was slain. I am Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am outside the camp. Come to me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Let us worship Him this morning in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Presence, Lord, we see your face. Created in the image of God for his glory.
And all the Lord is dwelling in us. We are in his abiding place. Everything we can do or ever be continued within the glorious presence of the Lord is in us. The hope of glory. The thoughts and the intents of his heart speak that the intents of the heart of the Lord, the heart of Jesus, speak to us and show us his desires and purpose for our lives. He withholds nothing for us. For we are one who walks, we are one with him. We walk uprightly. Destiny and purposes are in us because he is in us and we are in him. Therefore, we pray for our hearts to be soft and pliable in his hands. We ask you, Lord, to shape our hearts till it is a fountain poured out in complete surrender to your will and ways. Restore every area of our past, invigorate our present with refreshing and revelatory knowledge, and lay more groundwork for a future of hope and expectation according to your word. Hope in you will never disappoint, for you are faithful to the end. Hallelujah. We come in agreement with your word already within us, and we choose to feast on your word, that we may grow in discerning your will on a daily basis. Your living word is life to us, good medicine to us, even now, changing us from glory to glory. We are made new. Lord, your word says, the Holy Spirit will bring us to remembrance of all things that we need. We ask for every bit of the word in us related to struggles to come up, to come to the forefront of our thinking, and we agree with your word accordingly. We meditate on the words and absorb them into all the trouble places in our soul where the enemy has a foothold, into all the areas where we do not believe upon ourselves as you do. We will take every word, your word, seriously. And in the process, the living world, word, will have its will. And you will have your way into us, and your will be done. We come into agreement with the words of our mouth. We will be verbal and not shrink back. We dare to say what you say, no matter if our situation says otherwise. We may feel unlovely, but we declare we are lovely. We may feel we cannot do nothing right sometimes, but we declare we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We may feel that if we cannot forgive ourselves or another, but we choose to forgive with the words of our mouth until the light of your presence, Lord, arises in us like eagle's wings. We do not have poverty, the spirit of poverty, for we are rich in the Lord, seated in heavenly places and have the mind of Christ. Our spiritual bank account given to us will not be left untouched. Instead, we choose to make a withdrawal right now. We withdraw from all that has been given to us and deposit the riches in our spirit to create an agreement with the Lord. Lord, let your light of your presence explode in us until we are a fully expressed example and demonstration of your grace, mercy, and power. Lord, we never really thought about having control over our own destinies. But when you relate it to words we speak, we can understand. Yes, you are sovereign. But we do not have control over what and how we speak. We can choose to agree. We do have control over how and what we speak. We can choose to agree with you, which makes the process of walking out of our destiny easier or quicker, but disagree to our own dismay. We do not want to be one who kicks against the gods or fight you at every turn because we do not choose our words with careful wisdom. Give us wisdom. Your wisdom. Your world, you frame the words with your word and made all things out of that which was invisible. Please help us to see this, to have a revelation of the truth, and be not dismayed because we cannot see what we are hoping for. Give us more faith. We dare to speak the words you have given us, both spoken and written. We'll not base our diligence on how we feel or how or what we see. We simply trust in what you say. What you say is the truth. Your word, God, over our lives, your word over our destiny, your word over our future, your word is our word. Holy Spirit, reveal to us any destructive, ungodly words we have tended, using negative words against us, against our family members. The words that we speak, if they are negative, Holy Spirit, uproot them. Show us the hidden seed in our hearts with the potential to produce a harvest, with the power to destroy and hold back the purposes of God in our lives. We rise up now and speak death to the ones we knew, and to any anger expressed, any thoughts we have had of people who believe and believe that they can never achieve. Father, for every negative word, we destroy it to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we ask for mercy. Stop speaking negative words over our life, over the life of our children, our family members, our friends, our associates. We break covenant with the words of judgment of others and our own self. We choose to make an oasis in our hearts so the word of God can bloom and break forth in light. We rest in the knowledge of who you are in us and we in you. Today, we delight in the Lord and take the good medicine of his word, even if it brings chastisement or correction. Receive the whole lamb and the whole word. Lord, you are the redeemer of all things. You are the light of our present life and one to come. In you there is neither darkness nor shadow of turning. Steadfastness and goodness cover us like a warm blanket on a cold day. We are secure in you and the promises you have made in your word. Therefore, we choose to keep a guard over our lips that they might speak only kindness. If our lips for a moment cannot speak kindness, we will keep ourselves silent lest we speak death. We only want to eat the fruit of life born out of righteousness and upright speech. Please show us our blind spots, any place where we repetitively fall into the shame trap of negative speaking. Heal our soul wounds and make us defensive. We heal our soul wounds, which makes us defensive and unkind in order to protect ourselves. Heal us and we will be healed. Speak words of restoration to any bitter place in us and our fountain will be sweet. We forgive all who have spoken death over us, over the way our personality expresses itself, how we handle things like mothering, fathering, career, any other tasks given to us. Lord, we choose to change our speech, no matter what the speech of others may be. We are responsible before you and you alone. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight all at all times. If this is so, then we will walk uprightly with others regardless of what they think or how they perceive us. We rejoice in your restorative work in our life as we experience your ever-present love and grace each and every moment. We anticipate our future with delight, great delight, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to share the good news, to share life and not death with words. We speak because you are in us. We are indeed a light in this world. And do let our light shine to glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. We're going to go into worship. And after worship, we have our mother come in, Mother Summerfield. to give a word of encouragement to speak to your souls, to your spirit, in Jesus' name. But let us go into worship, and after worship, we come into the word of God. Hallelujah.
Whose words alone can change.
Hallelujah. Because he lives, we can face every second and every minute of our lives. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Mark O'Brien. We are going to go into the Word of God. We are going to listen to what our mother has to speak to us, speak to our spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. Prepare your hearts to receive.
Apostle Michael Brewer, founder of the I Am Ministry, sisters on the line, listening audience, fellow Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, I picked you in the precious name of Jesus. I've been picking for my entire family, and I'm telling you, I am not a dean minister, but I'm used to teaching in the school and the church. I am retired from the school, but I'm not retired in Christ. Praise the Lord. Our text this morning will be taken from Luke chapter 15, verses 18 and 19, and I will read it. The prodigal son. I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of the hired men. Praise the Lord. This is about a forgiving father. A forgiving father. In this parable, Jesus told the people the story about the prodigal son. Let us look at ourselves today as prodigals. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We pray and we want God to answer our prayer. How will a loving God answer our prayers when we are not speaking to one another? We are not concerned about one another. We holding malice in our hearts against one another. Then we pray and say, God must answer our prayer. We have to love one another. John 3:16, our anthem says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. The epistles of John deal with nothing else but love. They talk about love. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You must feel sorry for what you have done, because we are sinners. We are sinned. You are never too big or too old to know that you have wronged someone, for you to say, I am sorry for what happened. This boy knew he had wronged his earthly father, and he had also wronged the heavenly father. So he said, I will get up and go and tell my father I have sinned, that he should forgive me. And that father, because he was expecting that son one day, he was willing to run out and embrace his son, make him feel well in the family. Forgiveness. Let us go to Genesis 45, verses 4 and 15. You can go there and read it for yourself. These two verses, the 4 and the 15th verse, deals with Joseph and his brothers. How Joseph forgave his brothers. They were doing this to Joseph. Look how they wronged Joseph. They were doing it from an evil standpoint of view. But God has something good in view. Let us learn to be God-fearing, obedient, loving, caring for one another. We must confess our sins and know that we are wrong. We have wronged somebody. Yes, you cannot be a child of God and holding grudge in your heart against your brother. You cannot be a child of God and holding malice in your heart. You see, that only the pure in heart can see God. Only the pure in heart. Only the pure in heart shall see God. And we should pray and ask God to forgive us. It is what we say in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. Let us also believe, remember Jesus when he was on the cross. In all his pain, he didn't forget to pray for us. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We must be forgiving. We must learn to fear God. When you fear God and you love God, you will be forgiving. In anything you do, Jesus was also teaching his disciples. And they asked him, Lord, how many times should we forgive one another? He said to them, 70 times 70. And you know, that is not an easy way to forgive. But in this world, we have to learn to forgive our children, learn to forgive our husbands, our daughters, because we are all prodigals and we have strayed from the way. Let us learn to love one another. Let us humble ourselves before the Lord and say, Lord, I have sinned. Let us remember these words. Father, I have sinned before heaven and before thee. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Let us remember this story as we go home. Get the Bible and read it for ourselves and see forgiveness. Sometimes we have an expression, say, I will forgive, but I will not forget. We have to forget. Because Jesus said, though our sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. One should come to God in prayer. He said, Lord, here am I, forgive me. Each day we say in our Lord's Prayer and we ask God to forgive us, but we cannot forgive others. We stay in a house with people, we're holding our fish for them. Why? Are we serving God or man? Let us learn to love God. Tell us when you are nothing, God fearing, you will have these things. You will remember these words. You will say, yes, I'm also a prodigal. One day, I will find my way to the Father. The boy didn't say, I will just stay here and look. He said, I will return to my Father, knowing that he has sinned. He looked up to heaven that day and said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. I will be kind to my Father. Why should I suffer when I have a caring Father, a forgiving Father, a loving Father? Oh, Christian brothers and sisters, let us learn to forgive one another. Let us learn to be caring. Jesus taught forgiveness. Look, all the things he went through before he died on the cross. When he was there, he was still praying for us. And the dying thief pray to him and say, Lord, remember me. And right away he forgave the man. He didn't say thanks me a later on. He said, today I will be with me in paradise. Let us learn to forgive one another. Christian brothers and sisters, don't hold your speech from anybody. Speak, because a time will come you might want to speak and you will not be able to speak. God give us these things. They are all gifts from God. Let us love one another. Let us be obedient. Let us learn to be forgiving. Let us forgive each day as we say our Lord's Prayer. Forgive one another. Father, forgive them when they know not what they do. So dear Christian friends, I don't have anything much to say, but I ask you to go home and read the story of Joseph and his brother. How Joseph forgave his brother, and how the prodigal forgave his son. We are all prodigals in the sight of God. We have all sinned, and He has to forgive us. Sometimes we pray, and we want our prayer answered right away. But how will this prayer be answered? We can't speak to people. We hold in malice in our heart. All Christian brothers and sisters, let us change. Let us come to Christ. Let us put our hands in His hand and ask Him to forgive us. Wash us in His blood that we may be whiter than snow. Lord, have mercy upon us. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we say thank you this morning for these few words. Dear Lord, as the book, let him be able to read about forgiveness. Let him learn to forgive one another. But when you love somebody, you will forgive them. So, Lord, get a ministry. Get a video show. Get everything pertaining to I am that I am. I lift it up to you this morning. And I'm asking you to touch each and every one of us. Touch us, dear Lord, and make us whole. Have mercy and forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want to say thank you to Mother Somerville. A beautiful message on forgiveness. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Let us forgive one another because that is the will of God for us. Hallelujah. We just want to bless the Lord. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless her in a special way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to pour your anointing upon her in the name of Jesus. Continue to use her for your glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Lord, give her the desires of her heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for her life, oh God. We thank you for she is a love gift to the body of Christ. Thank you for the word that she has released in the name of Jesus, that you have given her to be released. We pray, Lord, that your word will permeate the cyberspace, the atmosphere, and will touch the heart and souls of your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us go into worship the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah.
Give Alvin Slaughter a big God bless you. Thank you.
Says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. This morning, Jesus Christ is extending his free gift of salvation to you. How do you find your way to God? There are three steps to take. Admit that you are a sinner and turn away from sin. John 8:11. Believe, have faith that when Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment for all your sin and he rose to life again to conquer death. John 1:29. Number three. Receive. As Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1:12. If you will receive him as your Lord and personal Savior, you can repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing me how much I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Please forgive all my failures and the sins of my past. Make me clean and help me start afresh with you. I now receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Help me to love and serve you with all my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome into the body of Christ. We are rejoicing with you, and the angels in heaven are rejoicing also. Hallelujah. Jesus said, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. John 6:37. Becoming a Christian is only the beginning of an exciting journey. Jesus calls it being born again. John 3:3. It means that you now have a personal relationship with God as a Heavenly Father. You are not alone. God sent the Holy Spirit from heaven to be your counselor, to guide you into all truth. He will help you live each day for Jesus. and to accept the changes that God wants to make in your life, the Holy Spirit will empower you. You can depend on His power to help you, to enable you to grow as a Christian. Being a Christian involves a whole new life. Start right now. Read a part of your Bible each day. Pray daily. Talk to God as you would to a close friend. Join a local church where the Bible is taught. Carry a portion of God's word with you. Share your faith in Christ with others. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us worship the Lord this morning. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Welcome into the body of Christ. He is your shepherd. Hallelujah. Let us worship Him.
Wash all my sins. threshold. All my sins, oh, away. Wash them all away. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This is I Am Morning Devotion. As we come to the conclusion of this morning prayers, may the presence of the Lord remain with you throughout this day and throughout this week in the name of Jesus. Once again, we want to thank the Lord for Mother Somerville, for the word that she has brought us this morning about the prodigals, and that we will forgive and love as Christ has loved and forgive us, and the Holy Spirit will empower us to do that. If we depend on him, we bless the Lord for her once again. And we thank you for all you that are listening in this morning. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus. This is Apostle Marco Brewer. If you need to contact us, you can contact us at www.iamprayers.com, or you can call us at 301-502-4069, 301-502-4069. We love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a beautiful week. Let the presence of the Lord remain with you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power. Jesus shed, he shed for me,
It will never lose.